Steelers at this point.
Yeah, they're wearing the red helmets.
I hear you. Feels like the Steelers are playing pretty well, and it feels like the Falcons just can't win.
Last time we wore the red helmets, we were playing the 49ers. Nobody thought we'd win that one either.
That's not true, actually, because the entire 49ers defense was hurt. I'm pretty sure the Falcons ended up favored in that game.
Well, no, we were underdogs.
You sure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
remember. Wasn't by much. Are you sure?
Because I had the Vols-Alabama game and the 49ers, like, parlay, and it was
I'm sure it hit
spicy.
Nice because the Vols were, like, 3-1, but I thought maybe it was, like, a three-point spread, maybe. But
yeah, I don't think it was, like, massive by any means.
Okay.
But
I thought by the time we got to that game, the 49ers were completely injured. But
they only scored, like, 14 that game, though, so
it was 28-14. Yeah. I believe the final was 28-14, at least. That's what I remember from it.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Those are all your picks?
Plus 5.5 against the Niners is what I got it at.
Okay.
But, yeah, those are just those four this week. I don't really, as much as I like the games, I don't really love a lot of the numbers.
Yeah. All right, Cody, what do you got?
All right, the biggest total in the NFL this week is in the Cincinnati-Kansas City game. I don't like Kansas City scoring a lot of points on the road. I think that game will be lower than some people expect. I won't name any names. But I'm going to take the under. 52.5.
Did you take the over, Cam?
I did not.
52.5.
Who are the names you're talking about? I don't think
there's some people that are saying that that game goes over, and I'm telling you those people are going to be wrong.
Okay.
It's the highest total in all the NFL this week. Give me the under. Down. Kansas City, Cincinnati. You got that, Cam? It's 52.5, right?
I got you, yep.
All right, my other two, I'm going to go with Dallas to cover. It's a big line. It's 10.5, but those Colts suck, and I think we're going to get to see Dallas show off in prime time. It's going to be like the 90s in a way, the prime time Cowboys.
Yep.
Dallas probably going to score 45 points in that game. So give me the Cowboys to cover that big old line of 10.5 against the abysmal Colts. And my third game that I like is Chicago. Da Bears against the Packers. 3.5, right? 3.5.
Yeah. Give not me like Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears.
Wait. Is Aaron Rodgers playing?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It hasn't been confirmed. He said he was going to, but I don't know if it's been confirmed.
If Jordan Love's playing, I would go with the Packers, but if Aaron Rodgers is playing, I'm going with the Bears.
The idea is that we lock in our bets right now, though.
Well, and yeah, is Justin Fields playing?
He should be. He's on.
Also
track.
A question worth asking, but
he's on track to play from what I saw.
You think so? Because Justin Fields does need to play for me to like Chicago. But Green Bay sucks. And they've lost to all the bad teams they've played.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers to play, or do you want Jordan Love to play?
Yes, I want Aaron Rodgers to play.
Oh, because you're taking the Bears.
I think Aaron Rodgers is worse than Jordan Love.
Okay.
You know what? F it. No matter what. Chicago, 3.5.
Can you say Chi-City? No, that's canceled. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. Okay. You can still do the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, Fields
song
is off the injury
city
report.
City on the Lake.
At least according to my fantasy team.
I think that was about Cleveland.
Is that Homecoming?
Oh, yeah. He was full participant yesterday. What? He's rocking.
It's Homecoming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think he says in a couple songs, actually.
Dun, dun, dun. I like that
beat. You're not doing it
wrong. I know what it is in my head. I can't express it, though.
You're doing it wrong.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's.
No, still doing it wrong.
Can you do it? On the
dun, 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 dun.
See, no matter how you do it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
I know how to do it. Don't ask me. I know how to do it.
Well, I know what it is.
Well, yeah, but first you're getting ready to say I wasn't doing it right. I'm doing it right. No, you're not doing it right. No, you're way off. There you go. You're getting a little.
I can't do it.
Maybe we could start again.
What's the song where he said. Where he says, MJ's gone, are dead.
All the lights.
That might be my favorite Kanye song.
I got the Detroit Lions. You done with your picks?
All of the lights.
Are you done with your picks?
Yeah.
Cam, need a ruling here, okay?
Yeah.
Detroit on FanDuel, -1, but also the money line is -108. So I can just take the money line, right? Like, if it's -108, it's not taking too big of a thing.
Yeah.
right? -108 We've agreed. Like, as long as it's like -130 we're good with it, right? We're good with that.
Yeah.
I think you should have to cover one.
I'm taking my, well, if you're a dumb gambler, if you take -1 for 106 and don't take the money line at -108 In my opinion, I'd rather have that Lions -108 money line.
What if the game ties?
Then that's a tie. That's why you. That's why you do 108 instead of 106 in case you are. It's a 1-point victory or a tie. Lions, straight up, they're playing better. They're playing inspired football. Some extra rest coming off of Thanksgiving. They're at home. There is a part of me that, you know, a big part of me that wants the Jaguars to lose. Mm-hmm. But I don't like taking teams after an emotional win, usually, especially if you're young.
Yeah.
They're going to be celebrating. They're going to be feeling good all week. They're not going to be focused. That was their, I don't want to say it was their Super Bowl last week, but it feels like it was their Super Bowl last week, right? The comeback against the Ravens. Lions, bad taste in their mouth after blowing that Bills game. I think they get it done. Give me the Lions.
I like that one.
I guess that could be a Jaguar.
That's a lion
too.
On meth.
That could be a Jaguar more, actually.
A bad taste in a lion's mouth might be a day-old gazelle.
Perhaps.
Maybe a spoiled gazelle.
Yep. Give me the Washington Commanders. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders. -1.5 They're trending upwards. The Giants, the G-men, trending downwards.
Yeah, yeah.
What sound does a giant make? What sound?
I'll take the Commanders -1.5 I could actually see them winning by 1 point in this one. I mean, losing just to, for the record. So maybe take the money line. But for the sake of the gambling, I'm taking -1.5 I think the Giants, their season's kind of on the line here, but I don't think they're going to be able to block the Commanders.
Yeah, I think
defensive line.
Chase Young may be back this week.
Yeah, I don't know if that's confirmed or not, but I know there's talks of him playing. Even without him, I don't think they can block him. I think the Giants are playing some, or I think the Commanders are playing some pretty good football. And then, you know, Homer in me says Titans in me +4.5 but also just the brains in me says Titans +4.5 The number one rushing defense since week three, they're the best. They are the number one running defense. The Eagles, they like to run the ball. Kind of a power, who's going to go where, you know, who's going to stop who, who's going to be able to impose their will. I'll take the Titans defense to limit the Eagles' run game. The Eagles will still be able to move the ball, but they're going to limit the Eagles' run game. Eagles also ain't really good at stopping the run. Ben Jones looks like he'll be back. I expect the Titans' run game to get back on track. I think the Titans have found something with Traylon Burks through the air. They're moving the ball a little bit better through the air. They're becoming a little bit more balanced. Give me the Titans to get the job done there, +4.5 And bonus bet, Cam. Bonus bet. Give me the Tennessee Titans +3 in the first half as well, because they are a really good first half team, and the Eagles are kind of get off to slow starts and pick it up in the second half. So I think the Titans will be up at halftime, and then I ultimately think that they will cover the 4.5 as well.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. So you're watching the game, and you see another. Canceled. Last call of the week as we get you to the weekend. Cam, you got a story?
Yeah, New York is offering $170,000 a year to do this.
Oh, I've seen this. Let's go to work, boys.
Be homeless.
Is this real life?
Yeah, the mayor tweeted this out.
This might be worse. Or actually, $170,000 seems, well, it's in New York, so I guess that's like $80,000 here, which is still good.
You can get you a nice 4x4 for that.
Actually, that's probably not even $80,000 here, right? It's probably like $50,000 here.
You a 6x4 unit in Manhattan.
But if you're spending most of your time doing this, you don't really need to be at the house that much. You know?
That is true. So once we had a story about going down to Florida and killing pythons for like $100 a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, how do you feel about $170,000 a year too?
Hunt rats,
and try to get their rat problem under control in New York City.
Now, I don't care for that. They've always lived together in peace, the humans and the rats in New York.
what are you trying to kill us for now? We've been there forever. We've been there longer than you have.
Listen, the ideal candidate is highly motivated and somewhat bloodthirsty. That sounds like you, Cody.
Highly motivated and somewhat bloodthirsty.
Yeah,
that would be a good.
They have to be bloodthirsty. You have to have a real
somewhat
desire to kill these rats.
You have to be somewhat bloodthirsty, not too bloodthirsty.
You can't be bloodthirsty enough that it spills over from like you wanting to kill rats to dogs, cats, drifters, Next thing you know, they got a new Son of Sam up there. You can't.
That's what they really need to be exterminating up there is all those damn homeless.
They say you need a bachelor's degree with related experience. So I don't know what that means.
Extermination? Like be an exterminator, I guess?
Is there degrees for that?
There has to be, right?
No.
I feel like they just give you some gas and say, hey, go kill these things.
Those guys who do like pest control, do they have degrees?
There's no way.
They have to do with chemicals.
You need a chemistry degree?
You think those guys have degrees? I knew a guy back home.
That's a fair question,
that,
I guess. I would think they had to deal with, I mean, I think you have to deal with chemicals. I don't think they're letting anybody get in there with that poison, at least to be like the main guy. Do you have to have a degree to be an exterminator?
That's a good question. Maybe you do.
Usually exterminators don't need a college degree. The most common degree for exterminators is high school diploma with 52% of graduates. With only 15% exterminator graduates.
Well, like you or I could go out to the co-op and buy some. What do they call that?
I'm not about to be a real sprayer, though. I'm sure he doesn't have to be a college degree, though. I'm sure you have to get like licenses, though. They're saying
degrees. Probably licenses.
I mean, I'm sure you can't.
But this says they
want
a bachelor's degree.
Okay,
but you can handle poison in your house.
It says with related experience, which I don't know what that means.
We handle poison every day, like when we do like chemical. Anytime you clean or do like a. You buy that?
Yeah, but you're
like
not.
If we buy Raid,
yeah, but we're
to
not
kill
going
insects.
Into other people's houses and doing it though. I think it's
what
different.
What is that stuff? What is it they spray?
Pesticide.
Yeah, that's their
fault.
But
what do they call that?
In.
They call it something.
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know.
What is that?
Don't know, man.
So they're killing the rats.
$170,000.
They want
you
to
look
be
like
a rat
that conservative pundit with this beanie on. That what is it? Tim Pool, isn't that his name? You know that guy that is like one of those conservatives on Twitter.
Now we're the Beanie Boys. Oh, these are toboggans. These aren't beanies.
Beanie Boys.
Beanies.
What's the
don't
difference?
Fold. Beanies don't fold. Beanies always go straight over your ears. No fold. Have a good weekend, everybody. The drive's up next.
Your pet is an important